السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Urgent advice in the Mubarak time today. One king, he went to a wise man, very famous by his wisdom, and tell him, give me advice to benefit me. He said, O king, if you get lost in the desert and between you, your life and death is a sip of water, how much are you willing to spend to save your life and get the sip of water? He said, I give him half of my kingdom. The king continued, O wise man, give me more advice. He said, what happened if you're stuck and you cannot release your urination and your urination is stuck inside of you? What to give to release your urination? He said, I give half of my kingdom. The wise man replied, he said, I'm surprised of a dunya is not more than two sips of water. My dear brother and sister in Islam, think about it. How many much water we drink? How many people dying from thirst and hunger? And we take it for granted. How many people dying, they cannot breathe? The sip of air or the little bit of air you inhale. One man in England a year ago, he embraced Islam. And how he embraced Islam? When he was leaving the hospital, and the hospital charged him, I forget how much money. And he asked, what all this money for? They said, for the air, for the oxygen. At this time, look at when Allah guided people. He started crying. They said, what happened? You have no money? He said, no, I have money. But I'm breathing air and oxygen all my life. And my creator never charged me. And now for only two nights, you charge me. I have to get to know my creator. Later on, he embraced Islam. Because he realized just how much the bounty to ever to breathe. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. We take things for granted. And this why, at this Mubarak time, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want, he want to praising him, thanking him, show gratitude to him, and the ultimate to believe in him, and to check our heart and find out is nobody in my heart except him and for him. No dunya, no obstacle between me and Allah. And this what the whole story about Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hajar and Ismail is all about. Sacrifice everything to gain the closeness and belonging and the love of Allah. The one we need it. We need it in this dunya to show gratitude to Allah of his bounty. We need it in the moment of death because he's the only one can help us. We need it in the grave because he is the only one can save us. We need it yawm al-qiyamah, because from now on, no houses, no money, no jewelry. No any piece of dunya can save us from the journey of the soul after death, except my iman, my good deed, my belonging, my charity to myself. Sacrifice for myself. Yes, I sacrifice for Sabilillah. But what I gain? I gain the freedom within. I gain the tranquility within. I gain the peace within. I gain the dignity within. I gain the love of Allah. I gain the pleasure of Allah for infinity. What a cheap merchant. I sacrifice a little bit of the dunya and I get the pleasure for infinity. Thank you, Allah. Thank you, Allah. You're choosing me to be among human beings. Thank you, Allah. You're choosing me to be a Muslim. Thank you, Allah. You're choosing me to love Iman and love you and love Rasulullah and mu'mineen and good deed. Oh, Allah, make the love of you and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Islam and mu'mineen above any love. And make all the love is for you, Ya Allah. Until I meet you, and you are love me, Ya Allah. O Allah, allow me to love you, and love those who love you, and make others love you. This was a dua of Dawood alayhi salam, and another narration is was Musa alayhi salam. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tell him, love me and love those who love me and make other love me. He said, Ya Allah, I know the first and the second. How I get to people love you? He said, remind them, by my bounty, they will love me. My dear brother and sister in Islam, today we become so selfish, so blind to the point we do not even thanks and show gratitude to those who are good to us. And the musibah is Allah Jalla Jalalu number one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserve it because He's the owner of all the bounty. All the bounty we are living in it is from Allah. Only from Allah. Even the love of each other, if it's pure love, is for Allah. It's so beautiful. It's full of freedom. Oh Allah. Oh Allah, in this Mubarak time, make me among the chosen one, the one you love them. And make them love you. And make the good deed beloved to them. I remind you about hadith I love so much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in authentic hadith by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Inna lillahi ibad. Allah, He have servant. He choosing them. Listen carefully. He choosing them to be the carer, the one who take care about the need of other. He make good deed beloved to them. And He make them love good deed. They are the safe from the touch of Allah Yawm al-Qiyamah. Charity. Charity, it release you. Scholars, they said, two things you need it most. To remember Allah and charity. Remember Allah make you get closer to Allah. And charity make you so beloved to Allah. And make your wishes accepted and your dua accepted. My dear brother and sister in Islam, We in it. Release yourself. Release yourself from all the love and attachment. Be free. Be free for Allah. To elevate the deen of Allah, alleviating the suffering of other. Be free to show Allah how much you're willing to gain His pleasure and rahmah. Release yourself by checking your heart and see, what do you have? Money? Property? Son and daughter? Husband and wife? Or Allah? This is Eid al-Adha, the Eid of sacrifice. May Allah make us among the one who choose to sacrifice dunya for akhirah. Sacrifice the crumbs of the pleasure of dunya for the pleasure of Allah and the pleasure for infinity. For the show off of dunya and competition. Two, the elevation in Jannah in al-Firdaws al-A'la. From the misery of ownership of the material stuff to the freedom of belonging to Allah and be among the one who spend day and night for Sabilillah to gain the pleasure and the smile of Allah. Free yourself. Free yourself from the attachment of the darkness and the crumbs and garbage of dunya. Free yourself to the ultimate relationship, the love of Allah. The relationship will never die because Allah will never die. He will never change His promise. This is the way we can live this Mubarak time. Satniya, move, do, quick. Release yourself. Release yourself from the attachment of dunya to the relationship with Allah and your property in akhirah, the one for infinity. Because once you are dead, nothing you will take with you. Nothing. Nothing you will take with you. I promise you, the more you sacrifice, the more you give, the more He give. You give material life for Sabilillah, Allah give you the beautiful Iman, sweetness of Iman, and closeness to Allah, and the pleasure of Allah, dunya and akhirah. Rise up. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose us to be among the chosen one. Muqarrabin, loving Allah and loving Rasulullah, love mu'mineen, love goodness, and love each other only for Allah. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And if you claim you do so, you're willing to do anything for whom you love. Because the goal now is high, is no attachment, is freedom, is freedom. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.